Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to episode 116 of the Phil Hendry Podcast, brought to you by Audible, Amazon.com, Sherry's Berries, and PhilHendryShow.com, where a lot of exciting things are happening right now. We are mobile on your smartphone, so with a Backstage Pass, you can watch our video cast, listen to our media, live video cast, or on demand, along with all of the archives that we have, along with our daily show podcast, along with so much more. It's available at PhilHendryShow.com with your Backstage Pass. All kinds of crazy stuff going on over there right now, so get a BSP. Here is a sample of the amazing archives we have at PhilHendryShow.com. This is Steve Bozell, and Steve had been following the Kobe Bryant case from 2003, where Mr. Bryant had been accused of an assault by a woman at a hotel in Colorado. Well, Steve Bozell was accused of an assault in 1985 on his college campus, one that he was guilty of, and yet he didn't get anywhere near the publicity Kobe Bryant was getting. Why is that? We'll hear how put out, how offended, how deeply hurt and wounded Steve Bozell is when it comes to the lack of publicity around his assault case. Here, episode 116 of the Phil Hendry Podcast.
Stephen Bozell joins me from Corona, California. Mr. Bozell, we're talking about the Kobe Bryant case. You went through something similar back in 1985, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did.
And you told us before we went on the air you can relate to what Mr. Bryant's going through?
I can relate to it to a degree. I think that there are some areas that he's going through right now where actually it's maybe a little bit better for him than it is for me.
Can you tell me what happened and what happened to you? And you were on campus at a major university in the Southeast, correct?
That is correct.
And you don't want to tell us the name of the school?
I would rather not.
Tell us what happened.
Yes, sir. In 1985, I was attending a major university in the Southeast, and it was during a rush week that we were having for freshmen at the fraternity. We had a lot to drink.
And for people who are not familiar with rush week, what is that?
That's when we approach new freshmen to join the different fraternities.
On the campus?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're having a rush week for all the new incoming freshmen?
That is correct. And we had a party at our fraternity house. We'd had a lot to drink, and young people who drink too much, especially young men, got together with another male student. We had been drinking throughout the night. This is the only time that I've ever done it. I'm married and I have two children who I love very much, but I engaged in sex with the
with this male student.
That is correct.
Was he, and he was an incoming freshman?
Yes, sir.
And you're not gay?
No, no, sir, I'm not.
How much had you been drinking?
We had been doing we've been doing some Jägermeister and beer bongs, and it was pretty irresponsible.
You were doing Jägermeister and you called them beer bongs?
Beer bong, yes, sir.
Okay.
The next day, the campus police are at the fraternity house.
So you were arrested for rape, is that correct?
That's correct, and I can tell you it's the loneliest feeling in the world. One of the things I can relate to, Mr. Bryant, you don't know where to turn.
Now, you were accused of raping this male student?
Yes, sir, I was. And I have never engaged in anything like this.
Were you guilty?
Yes, sir, I will say now, yes, I was guilty of it, yes.
Okay.
I felt very ashamed and
What happened? What were you given prison?
I was spent 4 years at the Murfreesboro Correctional Institute.
And that's in Tennessee?
Yes, sir.
What was the crime?
It was for aggravated sexual battery.
Now, why have you called our show?
I wanted to say that I relate to Kobe and what he's going through. The thing that was disturbing me, and I said to my wife yesterday, how come he is getting a lot of media attention, and when I went through what I went through, I didn't get any. And here's what I think it is, and this is fairly tough for me to say, but I think it's because he's black.
I think you think Kobe Bryant is getting more attention in the rape case that he's involved in than you got in the rape case you were involved in because he's black?
Yes, I do, and I'm mindful of the fact that he is more famous than me, but, and this is a very big point, I was at that time, when I went to the school, I was a celebrity on campus. I was fairly well known. I had been a yell leader on campus. I had been I was editor of the campus newspaper. I was on I was well known, and they knew me all over pretty good. and yet no one wanted to come and interview me. No one wanted to hear my side of the story. No one wanted to hear how everything happened to me.
But you said you were guilty of this crime.
I was guilty, but at least you could hear my side of the story and know what how it was for me. That I forced myself on this guy, and I'm sorry that I did, but I had my reasons, and no one would interview me. Now, the media circus that's surrounding Kobe Bryant right now, yes, has to do with the fact that he's famous a little bit. But the overwhelming majority of interest in Kobe Bryant is on account of he's black.
And why would they be more interested in Kobe Bryant's story because he's black and not yours because you're white?
Because black folks have not had a fair shake, and I understand that. And I'd be the first one to admit to all of that. And so a lot of people think that because the black folks haven't had a fair shake, that to make it up to them, let's put them in the newspaper and put them on TV and everything and give them TV shows and all that. And that's fine. I don't mind that. But how come nobody wanted to talk to me when I was accused of rape?
But you were guilty.
But no one knew that at the time, but no one cared at all. And now, every time I see Kobe Bryant, people talking about him. Is he innocent? Is he not? It feels like I'm back on campus in 1985, and it feels like somebody's just taken a shovel and just continues to just hit me and over again with it.
This man, Stephen Bozell, admits that he raped another guy on campus at a school he attended in 1985. He admits this. And yet he did not get any kind of fame. He didn't get any kind of media attention, the same media attention that Kobe Bryant is getting. Is Kobe Bryant getting media attention because he's African-American? That's probably the big question. Is he getting all of this interest because he's black and people are trying to make it up to him? You understand, Mr. Bozell, that Mr. Bryant is accused of a very serious crime. How could you say that the media is trying to make it up to black people by giving a black guy a lot of notoriety when he's accused of rape?
Because they're saying all good stuff about him. They're saying how he didn't do it. They're saying how he's going to lose all of his endorsement money. All the stuff they're saying about him is good stuff. And everything they said about me after I raped that guy, which I'm sorry that I did, and I know it was wrong, but all they said about me was that I was just a pervert, and they kept calling me a queer, which I'm not.
Can I ask you what compelled you? Can I ask you what compelled you to do that to another human being?
I had had a lot to drink, and he represented himself as someone who'd be willing to do that, and I hadn't. All the women were going with the other guys. We wound up with the only two guys left.
So, in other words, you and this other guy were the only two dudes left at the party. There were no other women?
All the women were taken, yeah. So I looked at him, and I said to him, okay, since we're the only two left, we might as well just do each other. And he goes, no way, no way, no way. And I'll tell you something also. I do a series of seminars for the youth counselors and for our youth camps on beer bongs and how they'll make you just lose your mind. And they will make you go crazy.
All right, so you had Jägermeister, you had beer bongs, you were very high. And I want to get back to your attitude here, and you were not interviewed by the media at all.
No, sir.
So you went through the exact same thing that Kobe Bryant is going through, although you admit that you were guilty, and we don't know if Mr. Bryant's guilty.
No, but that doesn't make any difference. Why didn't the media interview me? Why didn't the media come around and talk to me and have me on TV and have me on the newspaper and interview me on the radio, and everybody talking about it on the talk show? No one talked about me on the talk show. No one interviewed me on no radio, and I talked to my wife about it, and I said the whole thing, and she said it's because Kobe Bryant's real famous. I said, yeah, but also there's one more thing. He's black, and so they want to talk to him and make sure he's innocent, and I'm a white guy, and they want to make me guilty.
But again, you were...
No, that's right. I am guilty, or I was guilty, but still, they didn't know that. And I think racism is really what this is about, Mr. Henry, but I think it's reverse racism. I think it's really racism against white people, because Kobe Bryant gets to have all the good publicity, and I didn't get any when I was going down in school down in Tennessee. And so I think if anybody's going to look at the Kobe Bryant case, they're going to say, oh, look at all the media attention that he's getting on this, and everybody's saying that he maybe didn't do it. And everybody looked at me and said that I was a pervert and a sick, twisted bastard and all of this stuff that I heard and read. People put graffiti on the walls in the dorms, and nobody wanted to interview me on TV.
We're talking with... all right, Stephen, hold on for a second, okay?
Yes, sir.
We're talking with Stephen Bozell. He is a construction contractor in Corona, California. But some 17, 18 years ago, he was on campus at a college where he admits he sexually assaulted another student. He says leading up to the trial, there was no publicity, there were no media interviews, there was no one seemed to be interested from the media. He said that is very different from what's happening with Kobe Bryant, and he believes it's because of racism. He thinks that the media is more interested in Kobe because he's black and not interested in Mr. Bozell and his story because he is white. Do you think that's the case? I believe that Mr. Bozell wasn't interviewed by the media because he's not as famous a guy as Kobe Bryant, but he already acknowledges that. Is Kobe Bryant getting a break from the media because he's black? And Mr. Bozell, was he not interviewed by the media because he was white? Or is it because he's not as famous? Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. Define prostitute.
I'm with Stephen Bozell. He is today at present a construction contractor in Corona, California. But in 1985, he attended a university in Tennessee where he was convicted of sexually assaulting another student, a male student. His name is being withheld for obvious reasons. Mr. Bozell, you don't mind that? Mr. Bozell, let's see, where is he? You there, sir?
Yes, sir.
That man's name is being withheld. You don't mind that, do you?
No, sir, I do not.
That man, by the way, was, you were convicted of raping him?
Yes, sir.
And I'm given to understand that he was in a wheelchair?
Yes, sir, he was.
Okay, and you say that you had sex with him because you guys were the only two left at the party, and there were...
Well, there were no women left, and I first had suggested to him, I said, you know, there's no women here, so there's no more women to pick up on, so it's just you and me, so we might as well...
You claim you're not gay?
No, sir, I'm not gay.
All right, but anyway, what you're really saying here is that you didn't, during the whole period leading up to your trial for rape, you didn't get the media coverage that Kobe Bryant's getting.
No, I did not, and I think Kobe Bryant is a very interesting basketball player, and my children are big fans of his, but let's face it, he's black, and they always get, black folks always get, you know, better, everybody's always not, you know, worried about offending him and everything, so they'll run out there and interview him because they're afraid they'll be called racist if they don't interview him.
So you think that it was a reverse discrimination against you?
Because I was white, yeah.
You raped this guy, but you still want to get publicity, but you didn't get any because you're white and they only give it to black guys.
Yes, sir. I mean, you have to understand it was 1985, so it was just beginning, but yeah.
Frank, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Mr. Bozell, I think your mind was raped in 85. If you think that Mr. Bryant is only getting attention because he's black, you are so wrong and pathetic.
No, I didn't say that's the only reason, but that's a big, big, big part of it.
No, it's no part of it. It's because who he is. Kobe Bryant's name is mentioned. He automatically grabs attention of everybody, no matter what he does. Black people every day in this country get charged with rape. You don't see him all over the news. It wouldn't make any difference what color he was.
Well, let me ask, because how come I didn't get the same media coverage?
Because you were nobody, that's why. Who the hell wanted to interview you? I mean, you were nothing. I mean, you could draw no attention.
That may be true as far as you're concerned, but I was living at that time on campus in Tennessee at this university, and I was very well known
probably were ashamed of you is what it was, and they probably wanted to hide the fact that one of their alumni would do such a dastardly deed. I mean,
see how you describe it? But Kobe Bryant, you want to give him all kinds of accolades, and he's been charged with the same thing.
Nobody's giving him anything. I mean, he's being charged with a serious crime.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant hasn't been convicted yet, though. You admit you did it.
That's really not, I don't think that's relevant, though, because...
You have a problem. You have a deeper problem than you have some type of you need some type of confirmation for what you've done or something. I don't know what it is, but I think you need to seek help.
Sir, I don't need any help. I'm simply on the radio.
You definitely need help. Anybody who would call and announce that they raped a guy in a wheelchair needs and wants attention and was mad because he didn't get attention, you don't think you need help? You definitely need help.
Sir, all I'm asking is a logical question. Why didn't I get coverage on
CNN? You were nobody. You were nobody. How many times do I got to tell you that? You're nobody now and you're nobody then. Now you got to face the facts that you're nobody.
Okay, I understand that I'm not famous nationally, but I said in the Murfreesboro Tri-County area, my case is more unusual than Kobe's. I raped a man. You're right, I did, and it's bad. It's very bad. I raped a man.
They were ashamed of it. They were probably ashamed of it.
No, but
if
you think objectively about it, I raped a guy in a wheelchair, and the media should have been all over that. That's pretty big news. You don't think that's big news?
No.
Oh, okay.
No way.
All right, Frank. Frank's point, I think, is pretty well made. I mean, you know, you might be known in the Tri-County area of Murphy, whatever the hell that was, but, Kobe Bryant is not only a national name, he's an international name, and this case has implications positive and negative. And
but what I'm trying to say is the fact that I raped a guy in a wheelchair, that makes up for the fact that I'm not Kobe G.D. Bryant and all of his black skin.
Well, all right, Frank, thank you for your call. The man makes a point. Why would you want to announce to the world that you raped a man in a wheelchair? You understand?
Because I just want reverse discrimination to go away.
Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Stephen Bozell is my guest of Corona, California. I'm Phil Henry. Here's Greg. Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, listen, pal. Let it go, okay? You're not an American Idol. Okay, look at Pete Rose. Pete Rose is the man. When he broke the law, look at all the publicity he got. I mean, they even took the man out of the Hall of Fame.
Right. Okay, and look at all the
It has nothing to do with the man's color. You seem to be caught up on something that happened almost 20 years ago. You need to let it go, get on with your life, and quit worrying about racism.
I wouldn't be thinking about it at all had I not turned on the news here in the recent weeks and I seen Kobe Bryant this and Kobe Bryant that. And I said to my wife at the time, I said, look what he's charged with. It's the same thing that happened. Said, not the same thing.
I think it's kind of different. I mean, it was a woman. It's not a guilt or nobody has determined his guilt yet. She was not incapacitated.
I don't know what you mean.
I have a question for you, sir.
Yeah.
When Pete Rose was in the news, did you call up a radio show and complain
you're talking to Mr. Bozell
about not getting publicity when Pete Rose is in the news?
Well, you got to understand something. Pete Rose, nobody really was making him sound good. See, Kobe Bryant, they're all kissing his butt, and that's on account of he's black. See, nah. Pete Rose, yeah, you know it's true.
I don't see them kissing.
I heard you on your show, Mr. Henry, say that Kobe Bryant is getting a lot of breaks from the sports talk hosts. Now, I heard you say that. You can't go back on it now.
All right, you're right. I said that he was getting a break from the sports talk host, but I don't hear a lot of people kissing his butt. I mean,
I don't either.
Well, you guys should start reading the newspaper. And Pete Rose, he got ripped up one side and down the next, man. They stuck it in and broke it off and twisted it.
Well, look at Sammy Sosa. What do you think?
Everybody loves him because he's black.
What do you think would have happened to Mark McGwire if Mark McGwire had a broken a bat that had cork in the middle of it? Mark McGwire would have been the center of attention all across America.
They'd never even want to interview him on account of he's not of the color.
Oh, baloney. They would have interviewed Mark McGwire. The guy's huge. This man admits that he raped a man in a wheelchair, and he wonders why he didn't get the same amount of publicity then as Kobe Bryant's getting now. Is it racism? Is that why Kobe's getting the attention? Because he's black?
Phil Henry Show, born again.
I'm talking with Stephen Bozell, who is a construction contractor, Corona, California. 16 years ago, Mr. Bozell, you admit that you sexually assaulted a man in a wheelchair, then tied him to his wheelchair with electrical cord and pushed him down some stairs. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir.
For which you served, and then thankfully the guy was not killed. You served 4 years?
Yes, sir, I served 4 years, and 29 months of that I spent in isolation, lockdown isolation, at a correctional institute in Murfreesboro, and nobody cared. unlike Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant, the difference is that he's not yet been convicted of anything. He's not...
Okay, so why are they giving him all the attention? I'm the guy that raped a guy in a wheelchair and tied him up with an electrical cord and threw him down some stairs. Now, we were drunk. He said he wanted to get kinky, and I...
You know, when somebody says they want to get kinky, it doesn't mean you're to tie them up in a wheelchair and push them down some stairs.
I understand that, sir.
Veronica, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. This is what I have to say. Basically, I don't believe that it's reverse racism. The issue is this. Kobe Bryant is famous. Kobe Bryant has money. He's an international. He's a national superstar. People want to know exactly what he's doing. You were in Murfreesboro, a small town. Where it's located on the map, I have no idea. It doesn't take away the fact that you raped the man, you violated, you tied him up with electrical cord and pushed him downstairs. If you're looking for publicity, you need to take out a full front page ad, pay for it yourself, to advise people exactly what you did so they know your face and they know to stay away from you. I'm concerned because you also don't think that you're homosexual.
I'm sorry?
I'm also concerned because you think that you just raped him once if you were drunk, so you're not a homosexual. You believe
that?
No,
ma'am. I enjoy a normal relations with my wife. We have a wonderful marriage. No, the party was over, and he and I were the only ones that were left. It seemed logical to me. It seemed
logical. What seemed logical?
If he's the only one that's left, he's the only one to have sex with.
So if there were no people there, there were a couple of dogs and a goat, would you violate one of them also?
I think, ma'am, the answer to that's obvious. Of course not. And I think, what are you talking about and everything like that?
It could also be obvious that you wouldn't do that to someone who's not willing. You're saying it's obvious that you wouldn't violate an animal. It's obvious you wouldn't violate a human being who's in a wheelchair, who has no defense.
And then tie him up with electrical cord, push him down some stairs.
Ma'am, I had had 12 shots of Jägermeister, and I have been doing beer bongs. Now, I don't know if you've done a beer bong, but...
Well, you're smoking marijuana through a bong pipe loaded with beer, right?
You bet. Yeah. But you say that's just... Oh, I guess you do that every day, huh?
No, sir, I do not. But I'm telling to the lady because maybe she wasn't familiar. So you did a lot of Jägermeister.
Oh, I know exactly
right.
What it is.
So you're doing a lot of Jägermeister. You're doing beer bongs. Oh, you're saying this as if we're supposed to forgive you?
No, sir. I paid my debt to society. I'm just saying. Why not one person from CNN, not one person from the Fox News channel, and Kobe Bryant, all I ever hear about is Kobe Bryant this and Kobe Bryant that. And last night I was in a diner here, I don't know if you're familiar with the Sizzler Steakhouses.
Yeah.
We were there, and in the booth behind us I heard a guy say, so what do you think about the Kobe Bryant case? And I had to go out to the car, and I buried my face in my hands and I wept.
Looking for something. You're looking for attention. You're looking for confirmation. Is that what it is?
It's just that everybody likes him and no one likes me.
You know why we don't like you? Because you raped a man in a wheelchair, tied him up with an electric cord, and pushed him downstairs. That's why we don't like you. And you admitted to it.
Yeah, well, why doesn't Kobe Bryant admit to it?
Kobe Bryant hasn't admitted to the crime. Kobe Bryant has yet to be convicted of any crime. You have been convicted. You've served your time. I seriously think you need to seek help.
God, no kidding, sir.
What?
Hey, hi, everybody. My name is Steve Bozell. I raped a guy in a wheelchair, tied him up with electrical cord, and pushed him down some stairs. How come no one's interviewing me?
Oh, you think that's funny, huh?
Yeah! I think it's weird. I think it's bizarre. I think it's way out, baby. Way, way out there. Veronica, thank you for your call.
You are certainly welcome. Thank you.
Was she black?
I don't know.
Because I think a lot has to do with the color of the collar. The color of the collar, the color of the comment. That's what I've always heard. I've always heard that. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I just here's Monica on the Phil Henry Show. Monica, is that the call? Is that the line? Monica, go ahead. Hi, ma'am.
This is Monica.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I called in right after the first gentleman called to make his comment, and I honestly think that this gentleman on the phone is just hungry for publicity. And, you know, on top of that, he has other issues as well. But, sir, I think I get what you're trying to say about, you know, the reverse race thing here, but Kobe Bryant does not apply. Kobe Bryant
can I ask
is
you
a very...
Can I ask you a personal question, ma'am?
Yes.
Are you of the African tribe or?
No,
the
African I'm not.
You mean is she black?
Yes, sir.
No, no, sir. I'm
you
not.
Sounded, you sounded a little like you might.
No,
you might be. I'm sorry.
No, sir. I'm not.
Right.
I'm calling you from Florida, and which is part of the South. And here and down in the South, you know what? If you did something like that, people would be ashamed of you, especially in a college town. And that's why you didn't get any publicity. On top of the fact that you are not famous, you know, and the fact that you are even saying it on radio is. It just says that you're publicity hungry.
I was famous
you
on
want
campus.
Publicity.
I
Who
was
cares?
Famous on campus. We had one. Who cares?
Who cares? What campus was that?
I was
at Harvard.
I was very, very big on campus, and they knew me around town. We had done so many funny things.
Sir, you were famous at some podunk university or college. Who cares? Nobody cares about that.
See, that's what I mean. My whole life, no one's cared about me.
Are you running around and doing outrageous things so people will care about you? Raping a guy in a wheelchair? Throwing him down some stairs? Pushing them out into traffic? I mean, is that why you're doing it?
No, I'm not doing it. I ain't done anything like that in 18 years. Just when I see Kobe Bryant, I go, that could have been me, except for the skin. It could have been me.
You know what, pal? I think you're a criminal waiting to happen. I don't think you're done. I think you're going to commit another crime, another serious crime, something that could kill another person, maybe. And I think that that's scary.
Do you think I'd get on TV?
What do you mean, do I think you could get on TV? What do I care whether you get on TV or not? I don't know. Why don't you go commit the crime and find out?
I was the editor of the newspaper on campus. I was the one responsible for stuffing the most folks in the phone booth.
I don't care. Fact of the matter is, it's atrocious what you did.
It's heinous what he did.
Everybody loved me, but now everyone loves Kobe.
Oh. All right, Monica, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Did you hang it up?
Yes, she hung up.
When I suggested we have sex, the man in the wheelchair popped a wheelie and said, "Giddy up, cowboy."
All right. That's it. Hi. I raped a guy with a champagne bottle. Why aren't I in the news like Kobe? God! Who thinks this stuff up? I have to know.
Episode 116, and there's more where that came from at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass, philhenryshow.com.